They should be as on. Tap in. What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
Doesn't matter. Okay. Put it off. They
is that how we should be? Oh, you can go ahead and cut that off. This has to be should be live. Okay.
The afternoon situation with Leisha B starts next.
Yes, it does, Bestie. Welcome to the Afternoon Lituation. I am Leisha B, Afternoon Bestie, and welcome to the Afternoon Lituation. Come on, y'all. We love to see it, okay? It's almost the end of the work week. Think what? I don't know about you, but I need a good pampering and a good time off, okay? But we're going to get into some good music because I got your second and last chance to walk away with some tickets to see me next Tuesday. So let's get into some good music. Here's Lemonade on Magic 104.9. It's Magic 104.9. Who's this?
You're speaking to David.
Hi, David. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. So I'm guessing you're one of my besties?
Yes, of course.
I love to hear it. So you want to hang out with me on March 5th?
Oh, for real? Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations. You are walking away with tickets for you and a friend to pull up to the Grand Rapids Gold Game with me.
Oh, can't believe it. I'm sorry.
You're good. You're good. Well, when you get to the venue, there'll be shirts for you made by Mitten Ties that no one has ever seen before. You also get in a raffle to win Offset, Cat Williams tickets, Whitney Houston tribute tickets, and so much more. So it's going to be a party, okay?
Oh, snap. Okay, that's what's up.
Just let me know what station hooked you up.
Magic 104.9.
You got one more chance to walk away with tickets to the March Magic Extravaganza with me, Leisha B. So tune in tomorrow on Magic 104.9.
Your daily dose of pop culture. The Lituation Report on Magic 104.9. Grand Rapids number one for hip-hop and R&B.
Nicki Minaj has been achieving feat after feat every single year, and now she has become the first female rapper to hit 1 billion streams this year. And the bulk of the streams are probably from the Pink Friday 2 album. This news comes just days after Nicki surpassed Jay-Z to become the 6th longest charting rapper of all time. Only Drake, Lil Wayne, Eminem, Kanye, and Future have more consecutive chart placements, and Nicki is the longest charting female rapper on that list, okay? We love a good girl power. And last but not least, Tory Lanez and his legal team have filed yet another appeal to have his prison sentence for shooting Megan Thee Stallion reviewed. On Monday, the Canadian rapper and singer submitted a case-based erroneous omission of evidence and prosecutorial misconduct with an opening brief that spans 103 pages. On Tuesday, Megan Kniff, our Twitter reporter extraordinaire, shared how the most surprising part about this brief is the fact that it was filed so quickly. And with this fast turnaround, it could mean that they could have a decision by the end of the year. And if you want to get more details about what's going on in pop culture, tap into that Magic 104.9. Grand Rapids number one for hip-hop, Magic 104.9. Leisha B here. And, you know, today's a little different. Typically, I have artists coming to the building. I'm talking about a podcast. A podcast that not only do I listen to now, I'm a new fan.
Appreciate
but
it.
But also, one that had one of my favorite people in the world on it, Miss Venus Flytrap.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking to Mr. Outfield of the GOATS Podcast. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So, you're known around the GR streets as a photographer. So, now, dabbling into the world of podcasting with your homies Sophie and
George,
don't fight me.
It's all right. He's a lover.
But how did you guys come up with the concept of the GOATS podcast?
Mm-hmm. So me, George, and Sophie, we all connected on being photographers. So at the beginning, we kind of created a collective called the GOATS. So our goal was basically to like create together as much as possible. So I think we did like a short film like 2017, 2019, something around there. I kind of brought the idea to them like, hey, you know, maybe we should do a podcast. Just kind of like talking about art, our lives as photographers, our lives as creatives, but also being able to like interview and talk to other people in the city as well too. Producer at the time, I think like had to move or something like that. So we only recorded one episode and then.
It'd be like that.
Yeah. It was like, well, can't do nothing now. So then I think it was like 2 years ago, I was speaking at the Grandpa's Art Museum for their visionary series. And, you know, we were all there and I was like, hey, let's, you know, what do y'all think about reconnecting and kind of bringing the podcast back? So I connected with Dave Benoit, who's our producer. Shout out to Dave. Hey, man, you know, what do you think about producing this podcast for us? And he was like that.
What is your favorite episode that has been out so far? I know that's a really hard question because you guys have a lot.
Right.
But
you know,
off the top of your head, what was the one that is either your favorite or the one that like meant the most to you?
A friend of mine, a fellow artist named Medra Stoner on, I think it was season 2, talked about mental health and arts. And I think for me, not just because that was a big thing, I think going on on, you know, in our society now with COVID and all those kind of things. But right. I think as artists, specifically ones that happen to be full-time or not, I think it's a general thing that we deal with. So being able to have really a candid conversation about what does it look like to deal with mental health? Like, how does that work as an artist? How does those things kind of intertwine sometimes? Right. So just really having really honest conversations about, you know, that and somebody that, you know, I know that has dealt with that in the past and still does. But also, how does that work with, you know, being a creative and being an artist as well, too? So
with these conversations that you guys do have, mm-hmm. are there people that you are looking to speak with soon or topics that you're thinking of that you want to add to the podcast?
So that's a good question. It's interesting because in the last, I want to say week or two, we've had like people inquire about mm-hmm. like wanting to be on the podcast, which I think is dope because I feel like we've gotten to a place where now, like, you know, there's some solidification in the city and those type of things. Usually, I think for me, in terms of this year, I really want to diversify the guests that we have on. Mm-hmm. So I realized in the last year or so that we had a lot of like visual artists specifically. So starting out with Venus, you know, we have, you know, somebody that's a different type of artist. It's not like necessarily visual, it's more audio.
Right.
So yeah, I'm really excited about some of the people that we're going to have on, especially as well as like some of the topics. So, you know, being able to talk about play and being an artist, somebody that's an author and those type of things. So just kind of really diversifying who we have on there as artists.
Tell people where they can listen to the podcast, where they can follow you before I can continue with our conversation.
For sure. Yeah. So the GOATS podcast, on pretty much all podcast platforms. So that's THE GOATS, GOATSPOADS. Yeah, podcast. Instagram is the GOATS pod.
But for the people who haven't tuned in just yet, who mm-hmm. are about to be new fans, what is something that you want them to leave with after every episode?
I think that what they do and the creativity that they, you know, whatever the kind of arts that they create matters. That you don't have to be a full-time artist to be an artist. That you don't have to be making money to be an artist. I think if you decide, hey, I want to create something, that you're an artist already.
I've seen your work.
Appreciate it.
Prayerfully, we're going to work together.
Hey,
because I've been talking about this for a while. So with your photography, how can you explain that to people?
So first, I guess I say I specialize in editorial and portrait photography. So that is magazines, publications. So usually it's pictures that go with words. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody's doing a story, New York Times is doing a story. They want to highlight somebody. Then they want to get pictures to kind of go into collaboration with that. A lot of myself is just people and just highlighting black and brown people specifically in our city.
And then for people who obviously want to book with you, is that possible?
Absolutely. Yeah. So alphareeves.com, ALFIELDREEVES. You can find out all my work there, contact information, everything.
Oh, well, thank you for your time. Again, you love listening to me. I promise you, you will also love the deep, holistic, authentic conversations that they have on the GOATS podcast. Again, if I'm a fan, you know I'm not going to lie. What these three people have created, what Dave has created with you guys.
Absolutely.
And I'm very honored and proud to be in a space where we are in very similar fields.
Absolutely. I do want to shout out one more person.
Go ahead.
Shout out to Mary Partee, who's also our behind-the-scenes photographer.
Yes.
But yeah, everybody. Dave produces, Mary, she does our photos, and then the cast of me, Sophie, and George. So yeah.
Go ahead, guys. Listen to the GOATS podcast. All the details will be waiting for you right now at mymagicgr.com. Grand Rapids number one for hip-hop, Magic 104.9. Lee should be here. But when it comes to working a job, sometimes you got to do the most or go above and beyond to keep the job. And while I bet you love what you do, or at least love the money that you're making from it, I don't think that you will do what this man is doing. His name is Chip Cutter, and he is a Wall Street Journal reporter, and he posted an article and a TikTok explaining his commuter journey to get to work. And when I mean journey, it's an actual journey, because he lives in Columbus, Ohio, and Wall Street Journal's headquarters he works out of is in New York. So during the pandemic, he moved to Ohio to be closer to his family, which, understandable. However, when the work from home mandate was lifted, he realized that he didn't want to leave. Plus, rent in New York is astronomical.
To get to the office on time, I set my alarm in Columbus for 4:15 a.m. and then hustle to the airport for a 6 a.m. flight. If everything goes to plan, I should make it to the office by 9 a.m. So after doing some math, I thought I could keep my living expenses, super commuting plus an apartment in Ohio, at around $3,200 a month. Ultimately, ended up going over budget by 15% and relying on the kindness of friends who let me house sit in the city. I've been doing this trip once a week for over a year.
And while I understand the intent behind all of this, as many commenters have suggested, is Wall Street Journal one of the most prolific bodies of written work we still have? Not paying this man enough money to live an easier lifestyle to make this commute a little bit easier for him? And the fact that Wall Street Journal allowed this to get posted on their page is quite comical. Get all the details and more about why this whole situation belongs to the streets and why Chip needs a big old fat raise. Tap into that Magic 104.9 app. Grand Rapids number one for hip hop, Magic 104.9. Leisha be here. And then if you've been trying to get your hands on Beyonce's hair care line, maybe you don't have to after all. Because an Alabama resident named Kayla A. Joseph has always tried to care for her natural hair, but struggled to find the right products with healthy ingredients to include in her natural hair care regimen. So she decided to take matters into her own hands, okay? And made a hair brand company for herself and other curly girls looking for something to help their kinks and coils thrive. Laid Hair Care is Miss Kayla's brand, and it provides a shampoo, conditioner, heat protectant, and shine serum, and also an anti-itch scalp soothing and growth oil that is all helping to improve your hair growth. And now, all women can have access to her revolutionary hair care products because she just joined forces with Walmart, making her the youngest CEO and founder in a partnership with the retail giant. Now, Laid is available at both Walmart and CVS stores, and she hopes that with her history making hair care products and her upcoming beauty supply store, she'll be able to honor the resilience of Black women throughout American history. And I think that's the best way to end all Black History Month, okay? Get all the details and more about Miss Kayla's hair care brand and where you can find Laid Hair Care at your local Walmart and CVS. Hit up that Magic 104.